And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 13th of March, 2014. It's the birthday of the astronomer Percival Lowell, born in Boston, 1855, who in the 1890s became fascinated with the planet Mars. The astronomer Schiaparelli had discovered what appeared to be canals on the planet, and Percival Lowell believed that those canals offered proof of intelligent life on Mars. So he built himself an observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, and looked at Mars. And even though scientists remained skeptical about that, Lowell's vision of intelligent life on Mars did lead to a great deal of science fiction on that very subject. It's the birthday of the poet George Sipharis, born in Smyrna, Asia Minor, in 1900, wrote in Greek lyrical poems that encompass the great history of Greece and its mythical legacy. It was on this day, 1891, Henrik Ibsen's play Ghosts opened in London, a play that included mention of incest and sexually transmitted diseases. Ibsen wrote in Act Two of the play, "I almost think we're all of us ghosts. It's not only what we have invited from our father and mother that walks in us. It's all sorts of dead ideas and lifeless old beliefs which have no vitality, but they cling to us all the same, and we can't get rid of them. We are one and all so pitifully afraid of the light." And it's the birthday of Janet Flanner, the journalist born in Indianapolis, 1892, whose letter from Paris appeared in the New Yorker magazine for 50 years, every 2 weeks, over the pen name Genet. She also wrote many profiles of Hitler, Queen Mary, Isadora Duncan, Matisse, Picasso, Edith Wharton, and Thomas Mann. Janet Flanner, who said, "I act as a sponge. I soak it up and squeeze it out in ink every 2 weeks." Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, one in a series of poems entitled Sabbaths. "I know I am getting old, and I say so, but I don't think of myself as an old man. I think of myself as a young man with unforeseen debilities. Time is neither young nor old, but simply new, always counting, the only apocalypse. And the clouds, no mere measure or geometry, no cubism can account for clouds or satisfactorily for bodies. There is no science for this, or art either. Even the old body is new. Who has known it before? And no sooner new than gone, to be replaced by a body yet older and again new. The clouds are rarely absent from our sky over this humid valley, and there is a sycamore that I watch as growing on the riverbank. It forecloses the horizon like the years of an old man. And you, who are as old almost as I am, I love as I loved you young, except that old I am astonished at such a possibility, and am duly grateful." A poem by Wendell Berry from his collection Leaving, published by Counterpoint and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry App. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.